So now I'm excited for you to participate in this awesome feature of Scrawl Radio, mm-hmm. which is the Rhetorical Pop. So we're going to take our second break soon, and we will be listening to a song on the Billboard Hot 100, top of the charts, right now, right?
No, last week on Friday, it was top of the charts. Okay. Top of the charts now is Love Yourself by Justin Bieber, but Ryan won't let me do that.
So we're going to be listening to Pillow Talk by Zayn Malik, who is the detractor of One Direction.
But they all are taking a break now, so they're all detractors. He was just kicking very back. Further removed.
So we call this segment Rhetoric of Pop, and we will listen to this song and then do a rhetorical analysis of it after it's done. And kind of the idea behind this is that... you know, we think that there's an argument in everything, and that includes pop culture and popular music. And so we like to get to the root of those arguments. And that's why we do Rhetoric of Pop, and it's a ton of fun. So that was a very fascinating conversation about video games. And we will hopefully have a fascinating conversation about Zayn. I'm realizing now that he just goes by Zayn.
You don't even have to worry about Zayn. Last name.
Pillow Talk by Zayn.
I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and wrong. It's a paradise and it's a war zone. It's a paradise and it's a war zone. Pillow Talk, my enemy, my ally. Prisoners, then we're free, it's a thin line. I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and wrong. In the better day, better day, better day. Everybody knows it's a paradise. It's a war zone. It's a paradise. And it's a war zone.
Welcome back, Scrawl Nation. This is Scrawl Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. For this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. Please go check us out at depaul.edu/writing. That was Zayn, Pillow Talk.
Mm-hmm.
I am Ryan McQueenie. Joined, as always, with the wonderfully talented Kate Harrington.
Hey.
How are you doing, Kate? Still energized?
I don't know. After hearing Pillow Talk, I'm kind of sleepy.
I see what you did there.
Thanks.
We are joined by John Groat. John Groat 5 ever.
John Groat 5
ever. On Twitter. And
my Twitter is 50% about games.
And there you go.
Third year student in the game design program. Yeah. So
game
we
development.
Had a game development program.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Computer game development. It doesn't matter.
Sure. So John joined us today to talk about video games, and I kind of did a half video on that one, but to talk about video games and enlighten our minds on what goes into game development and game production.
I learned a lot.
I learned so many things. Speaking of things that I learned about, songs, Pillow Talk, Zane. I had never heard it before until just then.
Really?
Yeah, somehow. So this is our Rhetoric of Pop segment. Basically, the idea behind it is that we think that there's an argument in everything in this world, and that includes pop culture and popular music. So we're trying to get to the root of a popular song, and this is just the most popular song right now.
Mm-hmm. It's a jam, a classic jam.
I didn't know.
Well, to begin our rhetorical analysis.
Do you think he has sex to this?
He does.
Like music?
Yeah, I feel like he does.
He seems like that kind of person.
Yeah.
Because I think it's pretty boring. Like, I wouldn't.
It's a sexual song, that's for sure.
But it's him singing, so he probably enjoys.
He seems like the type of guy.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I don't like saying that much as a person. Ruin One Direction.
When I hear music like this, I always think of someone rolling their body, you know, like.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like Zane in my mind.
Yeah.
And he's in like a black room. Like, it's just so dark, but he's fully lit for some reason.
Just spotlight on
him. Like,
is that what the music video is for this song?
No, I don't know.
That's what I imagined. I'd never heard this.
Be surprised.
Either.
Okay, so rhetorical analysis. Yeah.
The argument in this song. What's Zane saying? We're getting a lot of ideas evoked from this song.
He is arguing
that he loves himself, kind of.
Yeah. I think he loves, quote, I love to wake up next to you. So I think that the argument here is...
God, he's so horny.
Yeah.
I hate it.
The argument is that I am attracted to you, you're attracted to me, let's get it on.
Is that it? You think it's just a love song?
Do you think he wrote it?
I don't know if he wrote it.
What if this is...
Well, then we're talking about the speaker of Zane.
Yeah. So Zane as the speaker.
The avatar
of
Zane.
Yeah. I think, I mean, honestly, I don't think it's a very deep argument. I think it really is just, let's put our bodies together and get going with it.
Nope. I'm going to disagree.
Thoughts? Oh, okay.
There are some contrasting themes here.
Enlighten.
My enemy, my ally.
Mm-hmm.
Complete opposites. He's saying that they're fighting. Mm-hmm. I meant to say fighting. That they're fighting, but that they're also doing a different F word.
Yes.
Pissing off the neighbors, I think, with loud fights and maybe something else.
Do you think Zane even has neighbors?
No.
He definitely is in a mansion. Somewhere. Yeah. Paradise versus war zone. He says, it's our paradise, it's our war zone. I think there's a lot of mixing ideas of, this is not a love song, but it's a...
What if he's trying to use this kind of these opposites, you know, these mirrors, to evoke the idea that he doesn't actually love anyone and that he's very lonely and that he actually is never, he's a virgin.
Oh, we're getting even deeper into it. I don't think there's a lot of textual evidence for
textual
that, but reading between the lines, possibly.
He could be a good Catholic boy. Like,
he's certainly...
Oh, like a good Catholic.
Is he the Irish one?
No.
Of One Direction? Remember when Simon Cowell was just like, you're a group, and that's how One Direction came together?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder.
He's very forward thinking.
Okay, so what else do we have to tackle here?
Any rhetorical devices? Pathos, ethos, logos? I think he's saying that there's love here, but there's also...
So pure.
But it's not just love. It's very tainted by this fighting and the arguing.
So he's kind of got appeals to emotion, senses. He's got appeals to like sensory type of stuff in here.
For sure.
When he talks about like so pure, so dirty, so raw.
I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always.
Yeah. This is a fun song.
I'm just picturing Zane holding me and song. I feel pretty good.
Zane. Cool. So then the other thing we also like to suggest is how Zane could have improved the argument.
If little old Zane walked into the writing center.
So first of all, everyone is Zane's argument working. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I'm going to give it a
thumbs down.
I think it's a little murky, right?
I'm going to give it a halvesies. I'm going to give it a even thumb.
So if anybody is watching on the webcam,
my thumb
they're not
is just
watching
horizontal
webcam.
With yeah. It's parallel with the ground. How does he improve this argument? I think
it's better music behind it. I think.
Yeah, maybe yeah. Just a little bit.
Just a bump and get Metro Boomin.
Yeah, so Metro Boomin on production.
Yeah. Or DJ Mustard, maybe. You know, like just some gross.
DJ Mustard.
It's not nearly grimy enough.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the quality of what we listen to. But
sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Sorry, y'all. I picked that.
It is, yeah, maybe like, that's interesting. No one has ever suggested for next steps to improve the actual music behind it.
I think that.
But it could totally be something that works in this situation.
The lyrics of this are fine.
Yeah.
Like, he's communicating.
Let's, like, we need the music to get grimier. We need to get gross with the music.
You guys listen to Jeremy?
No.
Jeremiah.
His album from last year, so sexy. Like,
yeah, yeah. Planes in the, what is the name of the album? Something.
I can look it up.
He's just, we're just looking at the Pitchfork lineup this morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's
going to be at Pitchfork.
That's crazy. Past that.
Oh, yes. Oh. The remix of The Weeknd. Yeah. So that's why that song, Jeremiah's songs work is, I think the music is a little bit better.
Yeah. I feel like this song of Zane's is all kind of, it's almost monotonous in that it doesn't do a lot of highs and lows, any tempo changes or anything.
All right. Zane's music producer. You're welcome. We're going to help your arguments get through
Zane's music
a whole
producer.
Lot better.
I can give you some references. listen to.
So, before we leave, let us not forget about the word of the day.
I wasn't.
It's America's favorite game show segment where we guess a rare or uncommon word. Why do we do it, Kate?
Words are the currency of life.
It's true. It's true. Undeniable fact. So this week's word is perore. It's a verb. It's from Latin origin. You spell it P-E-R-O-R-E.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
The word, the letter O wasn't coming to my head for some reason. We had one guess, and that is Roman past time.
That was our hint.
That was, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was our hint.
But we did get a guess.
And then we have a second hint I will give you, and then we'll read our guesses, and then we'll make their guesses.
Okay.
The second hint is dramatic.
Hmm.
So we've had two guesses so far. I think I know what it is.
Uh-oh.
We've had two guesses. Matthew Pearson, our wonderful director at the Writing Center, who helps us with the show, is guessing that perore means dog walking.
See, I get this because perro is dog in Spanish.
Right. That's not what the word means. I'm
no,
just 100%
but I
sure.
think that he has
John,
good
do you have a guess?
I tweeted my guess.
From at John Groat 5 ever. Perore, having fun in the city. Are you locking that answer in?
Yeah.
Lock it in. Kate, you want to lock your answer
in? Okay, dramatic Roman pastime. Plays? I'm guessing plays.
Yeah, that's my guess. My guess is to perform.
Maybe it's a pasta dish.
Wow, that would be crazy. A dramatic pasta dish.
Oh, we have another guess. I don't want to forget about any guesses. Lori Dietz, another director at the Writing Center, she texted us over. My guess for word of the day is bear or dog baiting.
Interesting.
Huh. Interesting.
Do you think she looked it up?
No.
We don't cheat. Nobody cheats over there.
They know.
Yeah, my guess is like performance since it's a verb. So it's like to perform a play or to perform.
Huh? Is the Writing Center listening?
Yeah,
yes.
Usually. Hopefully. Shouts out.
Hi. To perform or produce
I'm
going to
say
drama
to. Oh, produce. Yeah, I like that.
That's
like
what
the
I'm
process
say.
Of a play. That's my guess.
Okay, I'm going to flip this sheet over and then we're going to know.
Okay.
To orate. Speechify storytelling. Okay, so close. We were close. No winners this
having
week.
Having fun in the city? Is that your
question? Yeah, having fun. It's a Roman pastime.
So
dramatic.
No winners this week, but we were close, I'd say.
I think we could call ourselves winners.
Give ourselves the nod.
Yeah.
So we're going to end the show. Okay, I'm going to say a quick thing. we debated whether we wanted to mention it or not. I'm going to say it, though.
Okay.
In sad news today, Harper Lee died.
Very sad.
At 89 years old, the author of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Lovely writer.
Go Set a Watchman just came out recently. Mm-hmm. Fantastic writer. And To Kill a Mockingbird from my childhood is, when I read that in school, probably one of the more impactful books of my life. So,
oh, yeah. Of a lot of people's lives, for sure.
A sad day in the world of literature, for sure.
I haven't read it.
So, with that said, not to end it on a down note like that, but with that said, we'll end it kind of how we end every episode of Scrawl Radio.
Sadly?
We're going to do a thing here. No. I'm going to say this has been Scrawl Radio reminding you to, and then we'll all say put it in writing.
Oh.
You got it?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so you we got to get the timing done. So this has been Scrawl Radio reminding you to put it in writing.